صلاة الله سلام الله على طه رسول الله.
InshaAllah, just a reminder for myself and anybody who's interested, alhamdulillah from Mawlana Shaykh's teaching that we are now entering the holy month of Zulhajj and the beginning of the Hajj and the pilgrimage towards the Divinely Presence that's symbolic by the Hajj and the 12th month and the completion of 12 months of moving towards the Divinely Presence. And everything from the realities of Islam that are the realities of the heavens, realities of nature, the reality of everything around us shows its proof of what Prophet brought for humanity. That's its greatness, that you can't have something that is only you say it to be true and nothing around you confirms that. The greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad that he brings for us a religion with its laws, its rituals, its teachings, and you see all of its reality in nature, in its natural form of submission that Allah wants for us the same. So importance of the Hajj from Mawlana Shaykh's teachings, one of many oceans of realities, is that that tawaf and circumambulating the symbolic presence of the Divinely Presence means it's a symbol in our life that the light is supreme, the Lord is supreme, Allah is supreme, and everything must circumambulate that which is supreme. That which is false and imitated, it must move always around and circumambulate that which is true, what we call haqq, the reality. Means then when you watch the tawaf of the Kaaba, it's symbolic and everything around us will show that reality. So we look at the tawaf and it's symbolized by the heart, it's symbolized by the Divinely Presence, and we come into that reality asking to lose our identity, to strip away our clothing that identifies us from wealth, from status, from everything. You take everything, you put two sheets of cloth and you circumambulate what's symbolic of the Divinely Presence. Nobody believes the house to be Allah's presence. It's a tajalli and manifestation that unifies humanity and reminds our humanity that I'm not independent and I am dependent upon my Creator. And from my Creator is coming all power, all energy, all realities, and I'm merely a manifestation. And I'm circumambulating saying that I have labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, I've heard your call and I'm coming. And everything in nature shows us that reality. You can say that, oh, I'm not Muslim and I'm not going to do that, and Allah doesn't mind, doesn't care, doesn't matter, because being Muslim is not a name and it's not a noun, it's not a label. But it means just one who submits. And then they teach us that, look, the earth, all of us are making a hajj because the earth is making tawaf around the sun. Means you want to go for hajj, you don't want to go for hajj, it doesn't matter. But when you look back and say, my earth is circumambulating the sun, it's making a tawaf around the sun. You are now making your hajj because the sun is symbolic of light and the light is eternal. The same sun that was for Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the same sun that was for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, it was the light, and the light has always been, and we came and went. We lived a few years on this earth, we built a few structures and all of them went and the sun is still there. Means it was symbolic that your earth is making tawaf, it's circumambulating my Divinely Majesty. You need that sun to eat, you need that sun to breathe. Without the sun and photosynthesis you have no air, without that sun you have no sight. Means every vegetation and every food and every breath we take is from that. And then Allah says, make tawaf, and ordered the earth, you make a circumambulation to show who's the majestic one, is the sun, it has its supremacy over the earth and makes its tawaf. Then Allah describes in Holy Qur'an that, we will show you every sign upon the horizon and within yourselves. A greatness of Islam, the greatness of what Prophet brought is that every sign will be visible outside and inside ourselves. So we look at the tawaf and then we realize the earth is making tawaf. Then they begin to teach, as soon as you take 8th grade, 9th grade physics, that all your electrons are making tawaf around the nucleus. Nucleus being the center of power, and only one, each atom and Adam, atom A-T-O-M or A-D-A-M is the same. Doesn't matter if it's a small or if it became something big and called him Adam, but the reality is just one atom of that Adam, it has that same reality. It has seven layers. And all of those electrons, and the electrons represent negativity, that which is false, that which is perishing. And they circumambulate the center, the nucleus. And the nucleus represents the power. The nucleus represents the goal, the source of energy, the source of all realities emanating. And what make the electrons to circumambulate is the power of the nucleus. We exist because of that circumambulation. Means if the ego wants to make pilgrimage or not, Allah doesn't care. But if you look around, we see the earth is making its pilgrimage. We see that our internal reality, its existence is based on that concept. Your electrons are circumambulating because of the force and the attraction to the center. If there was no attraction to the nucleus, which is the Divinely Presence, the electrons wouldn't move. The electrons would stand and draw. It's their love for the center, their desire to unite and to move to the center, it creates now the attraction. A powerful attraction that it wants to come, and Allah doesn't give permission, and then begins now the movement and circumambulation. Means these three forces, mass attraction, the circumambulation and upward thrust, is the reality of our entire existence. All your electrons in love with the center and the nucleus. Because of that attraction, they are beginning to circumambulate. Anything that circumambulates at the speed in which the electrons are circumambulating, they begin to forget why they're circumambulating and begin to levitate. So they love, they begin to follow, and then the third, they're levitating. So why we have a hologram as an existence? All science came and said, we are holograms. Your atoms are just moving very fast and giving the appearance of something solid. And that's all because of love. If that love was taken away, the electron would not circumambulate. If the electron did not circumambulate, there would be no form, there would be no circumambulation, there would be no existence. Means Allah created this creation out of Divinely love. So we learn that our smallest reality is existing in that tawaf. We see the outward people making that tawaf. We see the planet making the tawaf. And this is what Allah and Prophet brought for us, that you see all my signs upon the horizon and you see it within yourself. And the reality of Islam, not someone's crazy interpretation, the reality of Islam is the reality of submission. The reality of Divinely Presence is the reality of submission to the Divinely Love, which loves everything, which nurtured everything, which cares for everything. And we're on this earth for love. We're on this earth to find our reality. We're not on the earth to harm anyone. We're not on the earth to judge anyone. If anything, only one we should judge is ourselves, as if Allah is going to be happy with me or not. Means then the Hajj opens up a tremendous reality of everything is based on circumambulation. You will circumambulate that which you love. Means even your attendance and coming for majlis of zikr is based on love. If we don't love it, we don't come. And when we come, it's an expression of love, you grow. Means the love brings you, constantly moving in that love, and you find your elevation and spiritual growth. Whether it's the hologram of the physicality or whether it's the mirage of the soul moving to Divinely Presence, it's based on love. It has such an attraction for the Divinely Presence, the soul is moving to be in the nucleus. Not stuck with the world of form and playing only with the form. And then Mawlana Shaykh begins to describe that even when you look within yourself, because what they want us to understand is that we are all born Muslim. We're all born in submission. Don't be lost by Arabic words. Bring it back to the language that you speak and you understand, is that your entire being was born in submission. From the atoms within your soul, within your body, submit, and every day they submit. The earth submits, everything submits except my ego. And that's the one that Allah says you should be destroying, that one. The one that constantly coming against my Divinely Presence. But everything about our nature shows it is in taslim, in submission. And submitting to the will of Allah, and that's why thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom, not my kingdom, not your kingdom, thy kingdom. On earth as it is in heaven. Means taslim and submit. Submit to my kingdom governs everything. But only mankind, you're jahul, you're ignorant. Allah called us in Qur'an, mankind is ignorant. I offered these realities to the mountain, they said no. I offered them to all of creation, they said no. Mankind said, I take it, because didn't understand the extent of that reality and how they're going to be accountable to Allah. That's why you see everything in nature submits. Everything in nature shows its complete submission. Then they say, even look closer, how did you get on this earth? When your baba met your mama, how you came onto this earth? Your mom has a womb that's called Haramain. The womb, no haram allowed in the womb. That's why we are not allowed to show the belly of a woman, because it is the Haramain. There should be no haram in that womb. It carries the secret of life. And Allah drops one Kaaba, one egg, drops into the womb, it is a Kaaba. Kaaba is one, nucleus is one, no many gods and multiple gods, la sharik, one. The oneness of the egg is dropped into the womb which is the Mecca. no haram. That one egg comes and then the male releases 500 million hajjis. They say the release is how many? Was it 500,000 or 500 million? It could be like, wow, that was 500 million. That sounds like a big number. Whatever it is, there's a lot of hajjis released into the Haramain. And if you watch on a microscope on YouTube, those hajjis, they shine with a white light. They show them moving around the egg, exactly like you have an aerial footage of the Kaaba. Allah wants to remind us, why it became so big? Didn't you come from this fluid that is by its nature dirty, you have to wash? But when you look with the microscope, that image is just like watching the tawaf of Kaaba, because there's no more color, it's just this white cloth and people moving. Then you look again at the microscope and the images from YouTube and they're all fighting to catch, to kiss the stone. Means the one seed that comes in to the egg, it becomes the one whom Allah is going to grant the secret of life. So means that we made a hajj in our mom's womb. We are the ones who won that ticket. We described that 7-8 years ago. And reminder for ourselves that we are the ones that won. We had four, if it's 500 million, we had 499 million brothers and sisters, they didn't make it. I was the one who Allah granted my hajj to be real, and my seed went into the egg, and Allah granted that egg, you are now going to be granted a life, come out and have an existence. But remember where you came from. You came from that hajj. Everything around you shows that hajj. Why is it that you grow up and become a renegade to my submission and say, I'm no longer going to make tawaf around you, I'm no longer going to listen to you, I'm no longer going to submit to you? And that is the only reason why Allah sent the prophets to remind, didn't you come from this hajj? Isn't everything around you based on this hajj? So then submit yourself and make your intention for hajj. And everything around us should show that reality, and every reality that Prophet brought and revealed through Holy Qur'an, it has a sign within ourselves and upon the horizon. Upon the horizon is easier to see versus seeing the reality within ourselves. The reality within ourselves requires a firasal and a vision, that we be true and honest with ourselves and we see that reality. We pray that in this holy month opening, inshaAllah Saturday night, Sunday night, depending upon where people are, that Allah dress us from that reality. Bless us from the realities of hajj. Bless us from the reality of our first hajj that brought us here. Ya Rabbi, you brought us through that hajj, put us onto this earth, now save us. Protect us from difficulty, protect us from wrong, keep us under your guidance and intercession of Sayyidina Muhammad, under the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, under the love and nazar of awliyaullah, and then that we return back to your Divinely Presence with our hajj being completed and our submission, inshaAllah, trying to complete to the best of our ability. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.
Sidna an-nabi, sidna an-nabi, sidna an-nabi.